I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the On Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Brie.
And it's a beautiful day to
podcast.
It's been a while. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. It's been a few weeks.
It's been a few weeks, and I can now finally say that I am a married woman. I am a wife.
I thought you were going to say, I am a woman.
I am a woman, finally. No, I'm married.
Brie is a wife. It's been over a week. She's showing me her band, which I haven't seen on. That looks so good.
Thank you.
I really love it. And I feel like you guys have been here since Johnny K was first introduced. Do you want to share about your day? I could talk for hours, but I'd rather.
Yeah. Well, first of all, like before I do that, I just want to thank all the listeners being so understanding and flexible with us coming out with this episode about the last two episodes of Grey's Anatomy. We'll get into that and discuss our thoughts, but I just like really needed to be present to whatever was happening with the wedding. And honestly, we just didn't have time. Like Abby knows that we had no time to do anything but prep for the wedding. So that's what
it was very rude of Shonda to have, well, it wasn't her, but the finale, the week of your wedding.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even watch the finale until yesterday. So, I mean, that's how wild it's been. I've stayed off like the Facebook group. I didn't want to see anything. So, yeah, the wedding, it was everything I had hoped and dreamed it would be. It was like the most intimate party that I keep saying like that was the best wedding I've ever been to, which I feel like everyone kind of says that about their own wedding. But Abby and Jake wrote, I think actually Abby wrote the most beautiful ceremony. And it's funny because like I knew it was beautiful while it was happening, but like you can't quite be present to it.
You black out.
Yeah, like I remember I like came down the aisle and John was crying and I got to the front and we held hands and you and Jake started talking and like welcoming people and John just was like talking to me. He was like, "You look so beautiful. Like, how are you doing?" You know, like we didn't do a first look. So it was the first time we'd seen each other since like earlier in the morning. We like slept with each other the night before or whatever. So, or like in our house, in our bed. So then the next night, Abby kindly gave John and I a copy of the ceremony. And I like, when I went to go to bed, I reread it all and I cried. I was like, this was really beautiful. I wish I would have been more like in it. But I mean, that's just what happens when you're getting married. So,
I kept wanting to like in the middle of it, be like, hi, like, just like, hey guys, how's everyone doing? Also, to your note about you thinking it was the best wedding ever, Jake kept saying to me, "This is the best wedding I've ever been to." And I was like, okay. Like, no, I mean, but it also, like, I would say it was just so fun. Like, it felt like the house parties we have at your house, but with more people and with like a purpose. And like, it was really lovely. And I was very sad when it ended, but also ready to go to bed. It was like a, Yeah.
It was like, it was a long day, but I mean, I had clothes. We live on like a side lot. And so we have a road next to us, but it's kind of like an alley, but there are people that live on it. And I had petitioned for a block party. So, and I got approved.
Image of Brie petitioning to all of her neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got people to like sign this petition and they approved it. So our alleyway was blocked off for the wedding. And so we had the bar, like, and our neighbors were super nice and let us use like their yard and like their side yard and driveway. And we had worked so hard on like creating this like backyard oasis. Like that's where we had dinner. We had this tent and chandelier. It was so beautiful. And everyone hung out in the alleyway where we like we have this retaining wall of just ground cover that looks like shit. We're like, it's not a big deal. Like all of our flowers and work was like in the backyard. And then everyone hung out in the alley, but it was still really beautiful. And everyone had dinner around the flowers and stuff, but it was just like, if I didn't want it to feel like a backyard barbecue. I'm sure I've mentioned this before in the podcast, and I really tried to like curate things, and it felt like exactly how I wanted, like a fairy tale, like
garden party.
And like my neighbor had these little lantern things that she had used at her wedding. So we had them hanging in like lilac bushes and in our gardens. And I think like one of the most beautiful things about the day in like reflection of it, and someone had mentioned this, that nobody talked about the pandemic. Like nothing was brought up about COVID. Everyone was just present and enjoying their time. I mean, maybe a couple people were like, oh, it's so nice to be able to gather again. But there was just no talk about like, wow, what a shitty year we've had. It was just, we were all ready to party. And it was, I mean, like had, even if everything had gone wrong, which nothing went wrong.
Except your armpit rash.
I did get an armpit rash, and that was,
it went away.
It went away, but that was very stressful. That was the one thing that I focused my anxiety into. It was like
cortisone cream.
Yeah, that was not great. But like ultimately the goal was to just marry my best friend, and our vows like lined up really beautifully.
You guys, listeners, like they were the most eloquent thing. I said to Jake, I like whispered in his ear because we like separated, let them do their vows when we came back together. And, or maybe it was after I said it. And I was like, I'm really glad that all of our like talking part is done, because there's like no way we could have followed their vows. Like after the vows was basically like, here's the rings, here's the this, but like the message of Brie and John was done. And I was like, oh my God, it was so good. And you read them with conviction.
You keep saying that. And I think I overcompensated because I didn't want to get emotional. So I was like, I am going to go into BJ Babs mode of like, I will love you. Don't you forget it, man. But like, it's just weird because like we had this reading on marriage, which you can, if you are interested in reading it, that was one of our readings. And in the end, it talks about the oak and the cypress tree. And John and I both wove that into our vow somehow without even talking about it. It was just like confirmed even more like our connection to each other. Like we just really get each other. And I'm so grateful for everyone who showed up for us, and everyone showed up in ways like, in the ways that are good to them, you know, like what they're good at, that's how they offered their time and help. And it was just really beautiful to be loved in that way. We just felt so like, I felt very in love with John, but I also just felt so much love from everyone else surrounding us. And I think that comes with a smaller wedding. Like it's very handpicked people that know you very well and very intimately. And if you want a very large wedding, that's great too. But like for me, that was so special to just be with some of our closest people. And had it not been the pandemic, I don't know that we would have gone that route. And I'm just really grateful that we did, because and it was sad, you know, there were some people showed up later in the evening, which I wish they all could have been there for like the ceremony, right, and like dinner and stuff. But I'm happy that those people could like come and dance and celebrate and drink cocktails and stuff. But I don't, I just can't stop thinking about how wonderful it all was. And it was sad. Like Sunday we had a brunch and like, then that's over. And then you're like, that's it. Like it's done. And all of the things that you worked for to like create this very special day is just over in a moment. And I even intentionally was like trying to be very present to everything. And you just can't even intentionally being like, I'm going to be in this moment. Things just fly by and all of a sudden you're doing a costume change and it's the end of the wedding and you're dancing to If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher.
You're performing to
performing. Time.
Yeah. I also think even though like no matter how present you try to be, a day is short. Like, just a day in general goes by so fast. Like when it's nighttime every night, you know, sometimes it's like, holy shit, how is it already? Like, and so I just think with the added things, it's like, it felt short. I feel like for me, it felt short for those of us who it wasn't even our wedding day too. Like all of a sudden it was like, wait, dinner's done? Like,
yeah.
Also, I was so full, but I wasn't. My Spanx were making me think I was full and I couldn't like, I like barely could eat, but I made up for it by on Sunday eating a walking taco, taking home leftovers, eating your wedding leftovers for like, I ate mashed potatoes for like 4 days in a row. Perfect. They were so, I don't want to know how much butter was in them because it I think it was just butter.
The food was really good. Like everyone complimented the food. I'm really happy we went with that caterer. Like our photographer was amazing. And just everything was like, I put this in a post, like everything is and is exactly as it should be. Like that's just how the day felt. And I think too, with it going by so fast, you think about it. I mean, we started getting ready at 9, but the ceremony was until 4. So that's like halfway through the day. Right. And John and I didn't do a first look. We didn't really have a wedding party. And so we didn't do photos beforehand. So you don't even see your partner until like halfway through the day.
Yeah, that you're right.
So I think that makes it go by really fast too. Cause there was a good amount of time that we were all upstairs, like waiting to put my
part of the day,
waiting to put my dress on and like walking around. That's another thing I will say that it is really wonderful getting married at your home. Because at one point we were waiting for our friend Annie to be done with her. I think you'd left already, be done with her makeup at the salon, but everyone else was done. And my armpits had a rash. And I was starting to reach that point of like, I need to like leave. And she was very cool with like, you go back. And like the anxiety lifted when I could be in my own home. And I was just upstairs in all of my rooms, like bopping back and forth. And John was already ready downstairs. And it was like, had I been at a venue or something, I think I would have had even more anxiety. But I was just in the comfort of our home that we've created. So if you have the opportunity to get married at your home, I would do it.
You ripped off all of your clothes and put a robe on. You're like, this is too much.
Yeah. Took my bra off. I was like, I cannot be in anything but this white flowing robe where I look like a ghost up here. I look like the lady from It Takes Two, you know, where she has the mask on and is flowing around. That's what I looked like.
Yeah, it was special. I actually also loved Sunday. Thankfully, like I wasn't hungover, but I was tired. But like, it was so fun. I can't believe it was 6 o'clock when we left. We were just drinking champagne. And now your yard is all set up and we can, and also like every time we walk in your living room now too, it's just like, it's another new memory. If you ever have to move out of that house, it's going to be very depressing.
I know. I was just, before we recorded, I just had therapy and my first therapy on Zoom since we got married. And I was sitting on the couch talking about the ceremony and looking at exactly where we got married. And so that's really special too. And like all of our stuff that is blooming and will bloom next year, like it will bloom around the time that we got married. So it will always be like a memory of that. And
yeah,
it was really special. My like dance with my dad was really special. He didn't want to know what we were going to dance to. And I chose My Girl by The Temptations. And every time they said My Girl, my dad pointed at me while dancing and it was really cute. So everything was just, yeah, it was just perfect. Again, I'm so grateful to our listeners who, number one, were like super invested, and so many people sent like messages, which is so kind, and like congratulating us or like supporting us on that day. And then just being super understanding about like, hey, Abby and Bree need some space to put out this episode. It's like all of our patrons who've like kept their donation going and just been really, really gracious about it.
I know we didn't get one message. We didn't get one message of like, hey, where's, you know, this episode aired, where's your reaction? And I was just really impressed by that. Like that, I feel like everyone understands, and it's the benefit of, I guess, sharing too much of your own life on a podcast is that people are involved, but it's a really good benefit. So, it's why I texted you yesterday after I watched the finale. I think it's why I got emotional at it at the end when they're all dancing and like all together. And like, we'll talk about this, but like the show had fast forwarded to like current time. And I think I just was like, we did it, Joe. Like, I know nothing is over. And especially in other parts of the world, the pandemic is definitely not even remotely close to being over, but it feels like a little bit of a sigh of relief. And it felt like your wedding happened. It went off without a hitch. Grays ended and like they were dancing. And I don't know. Yes. I'm like shooting weddings again. And so I'm back to like being around crowds of people dancing. And I was just like, look at that. Like, it's not the same normal, but it's a new normal.
It's a new normal. Yeah. So. And I think too, like, do you just feel a sense of like relief and like no anxiety? And I mean, just leading up to the wedding, like just so many things rattling in your brain of like, but what if they forget to put this thing out? And what if this doesn't happen? And then for it all to just be done is like, oh, thank God, I never want to do that again. I think this is why people don't like get divorced. If they like, really, it's like, I don't want to do that fucking thing again.
But I think I told you the day after I woke up was like the least stressed I'd ever been, because it just felt like, oh my God, I have so much free space. Like I just remember, I kept thinking, what can I do with this space? Like, like what can I fill it with? Yeah. And that was, 6 years ago. So you find ways to fill it.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, already this week, like we had like a week and like a weekend of not much stuff. Like we went on the boat and stuff, but this week I literally have something every single night. Like and we're leaving for our like kind of honeymoon thing, but another wedding on Beaver Island next week next week. But like, I have jam packed this week before we leave for vacation with like, and then I'm getting drinks with this person and this person. I'm like, why did I do that to myself? Like, just give yourself a breath after it all. But you've been like moving forward so much that you feel like you have to fill your space. So I'm excited to go and like be on an island for a week and maybe read a book.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought that I'd have time to read a book? So
the only thing that, that I remember, I don't know why, I saw it before the ceremony started and then I was going to fix it, but I didn't. Was so that Brie and John have these beautiful bookshelves in their main room with like, I feel like, is it like 90% of John's books? Like
a lot of the nonfiction ones are mine. There's like three shelves that are mine. Yeah.
Okay, good. And I was looking down and I was like, we're missing one of the Harry Potter books. The collection is not complete because you're, you know, potentially it's reading upstairs. That one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, oh, they're not all in place. And then I never did go get it. I was going to get it and put it in place, but I did not. I thought if I did that also, you would never read it because it would be gone.
It would be gone. There's also one thing that bothered me and, well, two things. We forgot to turn off the garage light, like the breaker. We had like market lights. And for our first dance, we forgot to turn off the garage light. Like John,
God.
And like, so in a couple of photos, we're like, God damn it. Cause we knew we were supposed to do that and we forgot. And the other thing is my curtain rod in my living room. One of them's off. It's a little too long. And I was like, I meant to fix that, but it's just, nobody notices and nobody fucking cares, you know, but like, it's the things that you remember that.
That's funny. That would have driven me nuts as well. And I see that all the time, but I have to get on it. Like right now, this one is longer, but you have to get on a chair and you have to hold and push. So yeah.
Yeah. So I never got to that. But other than that, I mean, besides my curtain rod, everything went fine. So.
Well, good. I'm glad. Well, again, we left off with two episodes of season 17 that we have not yet discussed. So the finale and the one prior to the finale, which interesting that it wasn't a 2-hour finale. I'm glad because I don't know what it would have been for 2 hours.
I don't think they would have needed that like 2 hours.
I miss the days of like I think about the shooting finale, which I mean is really dark and sad, but remember how it'd be like, it was like 2 hours of like nonstop. Like this was like very melancholy. So, okay, let's maybe like, do you have any big overarching thoughts? We're just going to combine these two episodes. We're not going to like divide them too much, I feel like. Maybe about the season as a whole.
Okay, sure. As the season as a whole, I still stand by, and I think we said this last episode, that like I liked the earlier episodes more than the later part of the season. Like, I think we talked about like, oh my God, there was someone just at my door, but it was the mail person. And that scared the shit out of me. It's like, I'm about to get murdered on air.
I have a recording.
Yeah, that would have been a really good Netflix series. I feel like if I got murdered on a like podcast,
It would be very traumatic for me to have to watch.
So like, I really liked the Bailey. I think like, I don't want to really repeat myself, but like, I liked the Bailey up. I liked some episodes earlier on. Later, I mean, these two episodes were fine to me. I guess I thought it was really nice with like the Maggie and Winston wedding, and especially after just getting married, like that was special. I do really want to touch on the Amelia storyline. I think that's the biggest thing I want to talk about. But before we go there, I would like you to give your overarching.
Yeah, I think in the beginning, I really liked it because it felt like new, like Grace is doing something weird. And like the Derek thing was such a shock that it was like really exciting. But then it like didn't deliver to me, like the conversations with Derek. I liked the George episode, but like I could have done without the Lexi and Mark one, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Even like I didn't need confirmation that they were together in whatever afterlife. I knew that. Even the DeLuca dying felt confusing. And then that would hit a lull. I will say about these last two episodes, something that I did like is it felt like there was some patience, like the introduction of Girly, the woman who had COVID and like all the things Meredith pushed for, the older woman with the dog, like the Amelia patient who was in a coma, but like could communicate. Like it was just nice to see some operations. Same with like, yeah. So for me, it like went, it was up and then it went down and the finale like tried, it was on its way up, but it just didn't quite. I am so thankful it fast forwarded to be in current day so that our assumption is next season, we're going to be like back to normal, I hope. I don't know.
Can we talk
about Amelia?
Yeah. I just thought that, first of all, I want to say, like, I'm very sad that her and Link aren't together. Like, when that happened, I felt like she was going to say yes. Like, with the conversation with Richard of, like, it doesn't have to work, but, like, I wish I would have given myself permission that it didn't have to work, and then maybe it would have worked, you know, like, that type of thing. So I thought that was leading us to, like, okay, like, we're going to try this. But it really broke my heart that like they just, I think, wanted different things. And we see that often in the show, and we see that so often in life, that you just don't meet each other exactly where the other person is at. And like, you can have all the love for them. It's like the Christina and Owen thing. Like when I broke down crying in that one episode and a listener was like, Bree's been through some shit. it's a similar thing to me. And I'm happy that they put that in there because I think it is so true to like so many people's story in their own life. But I just feel so bad for Link. I mean, I feel bad for Amelia too, because I don't think she necessarily wanted that to be her answer. But,
especially because the kids were involved. I was like, don't involve anyone in your proposal.
Yeah, Well, you and Jake were involved in our proposal.
That's true. I was pretty sure you were going to say yes, though.
Yeah.
Link didn't even ask her. Like no. They didn't even talk about, well, they kind of did, but she was like, I don't want to be married. So yeah. Don't. Yeah, it was hard. I really enjoyed the, like seeing into the, her going to meetings in the finale mm-hmm. and like how honest she was with the people in the meetings and like how that like thought process and how she felt like he might never understand what it's like, 'cause he's not like her and the other people that are in the meeting, which I do think is like, but then again, like for her to be in a relationship with someone who is also an addict is hard, like, you know, mm-hmm. to, and so I don't know. I really appreciated they brought us back to that, 'cause I feel like sometimes you like, that's a big part of a character and then it never is again. I love that Richard was checking in on her. I actually thought like his advice was really great. But it was oh my God, McCoy, back up. The acting of Link when he asked and the realization on his face when she just didn't say anything was really sad. Yeah. I wonder also, if they added,
I was going to say when he showed up to Joe's apartment and the look on his face, that was great acting of like, I need a fucking place to stay, you know, just devastated.
McCoy, go lay down. Go lay down. I am wondering if, because it's, I know it was possible that this could have been a series finale. If it was, they would have not had that proposal be a part of it, you know, just kind of left it open-ended, because that'd be a terrible way to end a series with someone, mm-hmm. but, or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it's a strong way to end a series. It's kind of like 500 First Dates. Remember that movie, how they don't end up together at the end?
Oh, I cried really hard. I was going through something when I saw that movie. I saw it alone in theaters and was like, yeah. Okay. Interesting that you brought that up, though, about this could have been a series finale. How do we think we would have felt? I mean, Meredith was talking about like being alive. I think that's the biggest part of it being a series finale, of like her being alive and them like applauding at the end, I guess.
Yeah. Which, 'cause remember she escaped her like walkout, her applaud out when she, so I felt like it was nice they did that. Also like her having the role of being in charge of the residency program. I'm actually slightly excited to see her in that role next season. Mm-hmm. But I think that was again, like a good setup where if they couldn't get another season, you know, like, okay, she's not just randomly operating still, like she's going to take on Richard's role. I would not have been satisfied though, as a series finale.
No, I agree. I think it would have been really disappointing.
Yeah. It wasn't emotional enough. Like, I don't know. It actually kind of reminded me of the season 11 finale, though, when they're dancing. Who's where? Oh, that's Chief
Catherine Richard and Richard's wedding.
It reminded me of that. The same ending, kind of.
Yeah. Also, we got a Christina text, too, which I think would have been like a nod for us as longtime watchers, like our viewers, to be like, oh, she's still in communication with Christina or whatever. Like, I think that would have helped. But yeah, it definitely didn't hit as hard as a lot of season finales. And so also, if it had been series finale, I think we all would have been like, what in the fuck was that?
Yeah. Yeah. I also think like, we just have to like say goodbye to like wanting Sandra Oh to come back. Yes. She's not going to. And like, I honestly like, I don't think she needs to. Her character arc happened. And like, I would love the texts though. Like if those continue, especially if her and McWidow become more involved next season, I'd love to get like Christina's takes on it, you know?
Yes.
Cause I do love that. And I did love the nod that he said, you know, it's an awful way to say no to going out to drinks, like going into a coma for 2 weeks.
I have to say something about McWidow.
Do it.
I love the idea of the two of them. I don't think they have great chemistry yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe they will. Yeah. But like when they were like pouring the drink, it felt to me like kind of bad acting. I was like, oh, I'm not feeling the like connection, but maybe we're not supposed to feel it yet because she is just like recovering and getting back to her life. And maybe if they decide to go that route, it will become a little bit more steamy or something. But it just, there still feels like a little bit of a disconnect for me.
Well, they're very like sassy to each other and like quippy. And I feel like there needs to be some like cuts of like, a close up. Like, I know he doesn't have Patrick Dempsey dreamy eyes, but they need to like film him also in a way that feels like sexual. They need to sexualize him a little more, you know? Like, I feel like they've like, we know he's funny. We know he cares about family and kids and he's heartfelt. But now I want to know that like, he's also super good in bed. And like, I need to feel the sexual tension.
Sure.
Yeah. He needs to take his shirt off in like a locker room or something.
That's what we need.
He needs more. We need to see more chest like we do of Nico. Nico is a great chest. Nico.
I was thinking Levi. I was like, we don't see Levi's chest. No, Nico
once wears those Henleys that are like unbuttoned just enough to see his pec muscles.
Yeah. Also, what's his name? Oh my God. Why can't I write Amelia's Link? He has a cut of chest hair. Like, very beautifully like shaved down. And it's like, oh, your chest hair is very perfect. So you must get that sugared or waxed or whatever. Just straight across.
I have a note. Amelia's mask is from Madewell. The mask she's wearing, and I have it. I was like, I know that mask. She's just like us. Stars are just like us. Mm-hmm. Owen and Teddy. I felt relieved. They're engaged. It's done.
I felt so cheesy to me. Like,
oh yeah,
you got me snow. And then like, I did feel bad for Link that like,
but good thing he didn't propose in front of all those people.
Yeah, that's very true. But, good, like great. We've also that part too. I was watching it with John and he was like barely watching, but the part where like, I didn't understand, she was quarantined. Did she get like exposed or did she have COVID or what happened there?
I was reading our listeners' thoughts on the Facebook group too. And many, I don't know if it was put in there to show that you can have COVID and be non-symptomatic or that you can get a false positive or just to create tension so that when they finally got back together, they made out. Like,
but like that scene was like terrible to me where he was oh, you look so beautiful. I was like, oh my God. I just didn't. I don't know. Same thing. Like, I feel like in previous seasons, they had sexual tension and good chemistry. Mm-hmm. But now in this season, I'm like, what the fuck is going on with these two?
And like, weirdly for me, it isn't really, I mean, it is Owen, it's always Owen, but it's more Teddy's character. I'm still like confused by, she just does not feel like the same Teddy that like, and I know she isn't, she's been through a lot, but she's just not the same. But I'm glad it's done. Like, I'm hoping, like, I don't want any drama with the two of them next season. No. I just want them to be the happily married couple just hang out. Also thought it was ridiculous when Amelia was coming to Owen for advice about like, Link wants another kid. And Owen's like, oh yeah, know what that's like. Like, he was basically I was like, yeah, him and Christina did not work because of that, which maybe that's like, it was supposed to be like foreshadowing ish, you know, that he brought up. But I was like, don't go to Owen for advice on that.
I know that whole thing seems, I guess it's good. I guess it's good that they've grown and like they can be, and they had Christmas together. They have, you know, like all of, I think that's great. It's fine. But it was funny when Meredith was like, you just proposed in front of your ex-wife or whatever to Teddy, which is funny, I guess. But that is also, you know, like that's real life too. Like people do, you know, co-parent and stuff. And so, whatever. It's great.
I love Winston and Maggie. Like, Winston is a new favorite of mine. He's jumped up real high. He's also so sexy in his suit for his wedding. Mm-hmm. Not many can pull off a white suit with a black collar, but he can. It was so good. I thought it was really real that Amelia was like trying to find perfection and realized that the reason she couldn't wasn't because any of these outside factors. It's because her mom wouldn't be there. Mm. And I feel Maggie, I always say the wrong thing.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
And I felt like that's a real thing that people feel with weddings. I always say that like weddings aren't always just all about joy. There's a lot of other mixed emotions in with a wedding. And I felt like that was a really beautiful way of like showing that. And that made me really sad. And then I love that she surprised him with the family there. Mm-hmm. That was very cheesy that they had the whole fucking wedding set up. And then they said, object.
Yeah. Yeah. Super
I was like,
cheesy.
Say that before you plan it. Don't plan yeah. it. And then, but I was happy for their wedding at the end. I thought, I don't know your opinion. Wait, first of all, where were they?
They were on a beach.
Right. But is there a beach in Seattle?
And there was like a lighthouse in the background.
Yeah. It didn't look like I've been to, what is it? The Sound it's called in Seattle, like the big, it's like water. Okay. I've been to Seattle like once. That. No, that looked like a tropical island. Like that looked like Malibu where they filmed all the other scenes.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Is that like a nod and a call to the beach the whole season or?
I would think so, but logistically, I was like, and then they were like, oh, got to go to the hospital. Yeah. So clearly they weren't that far from the hospital. If you are from Seattle, please weigh in.
Yes.
But I thought that was one of the most beautiful Grey's weddings. Like sometimes mm-hmm. they're cheesy looking, not the living room ones, but like, I don't know, some of the other ones, the design is a little, whatever.
I feel like, April's you can pretty. Disagree. You can disagree, but I feel like Cali and Arizona's was like,
that's what I was thinking of.
Pretty cheesy, like bubblegum stuff.
Just because it's lesbians does not mean it needs to be all pink.
Yes, yes, exactly. But I did think it was very beautiful, and I thought Maggie looked so beautiful. And
I loved her bangs. She looked so mm-hmm. cute.
And then Richard officiating was very lovely, and that was great. But the thing is, like, I didn't feel super emotional. Like, there are other weddings that I felt way more emotional watching. And I don't
like
know.
Like, Izzy and Krebs is, like, most emotional.
I feel like Christina and Owens was pretty emotional, too. But I think that could have been, like, where Christina was, like, in her life and stuff. I don't know. So, but it was, you know, I'm happy they're married and I'm happy they could have their, like, big wedding and dance. And I felt sad that Meredith had to leave. Like, I get it. But, like, also it is, like, it's her sister's wedding. Like, I would have been really sad if my sister was like, I got to go do surgery right now. And be like, get someone else to do it, you know.
So they were then all at the hospital and she came out of surgery. So did they leave the wedding?
The wedding was over or something. I don't know, because I'm sure the surgery lasted a long time.
Yeah, that's true. A double lung transplant. I loved, too, with Maggie's look, like for her wedding, that all season her hair has been in braids, which mm-hmm. they talked about being like a thing, like when you're like a doctor like her and you don't have time to like to do your hair. And I love that they changed up her look and she like had, you know, mm-hmm. her curls. And like, I just thought it was like another nod to like, things have changed. Like we're mm-hmm. in a different place surgically. Sorry, I interrupted your thought.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was going to say that it was nice to see like at the end that Meredith could do a full surgery, you know, because earlier in the episode, she needed a wheelchair. She needed to sit down. She was going to try and do like a bronch. And then to do this super long surgery, and Teddy even asked like, do you need to rest or something? And she's like, no, do you? And I thought that was nice too. Okay, look at, she did this whole surgery. She's like healing. She's alive. Yay. We survived and we're moving forward. Another way that Meredith has survived or whatever.
So. Yep. Okay. So also I wanted to touch on Joe deciding she mm-hmm. wants to adopt Luna. I think there was some criticism that like that whole storyline happened way too fast. And I'm actually just glad they just like, well, also a year went by in the finale. So mm-hmm. it really wasn't fast, but I love that. I think it's good for her character because I don't know where else they couldn't like introduce a new love interest right away. She's already been through that. So like her being a single mom, I think is going to be an interesting, cool storyline and just like really full circle for her being a baby that was abandoned. Like, I think it's a nice like nod to all of that. I love Jackson giving her or selling mm-hmm. her his house. I thought that was cool too.
I'm really happy that she got out of the apartment that she had built with Karev. Like,
yes.
I think it was really important for her to move forward and to be in a new physical space. And to do that with Luna was really beautiful. And for her to recognize like when Luna wasn't doing well or whatever, like, oh my God, I am her mother. Like that, I thought I'm really like proud of Joe. And I think because it wasn't, am I remembering correctly that like Karev had kind of wanted kids and she was really nervous about like having mm-hmm. children. Yeah. And then
because Karev's mom was like making bonnets already and that made her like freak out in an earlier season.
Yeah. And so for her to yeah, I'm happy for her. It seems like that's where she wants her life to be. And yeah, she's in Jackson's home. And now, you know, Link fostered her. And so interesting that Link's crashing. I'm wondering what's going to happen there.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't hate to see them together, but it would be weird for, is Amelia just going to, well, I guess she kind of was saying like she does it. She included marriage when she said like, I don't know that I want the things he wants. And she listed children, more children and marriage. Mm-hmm. So like maybe she doesn't want to be married, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was glad Jackson was like on a FaceTime. I thought that was nice. And it like rounded out like Jackson and Joe having slept together and then like yes. them just being a true friendship.
Tom being on FaceTime too.
Yeah. And Bailey being horrified that he now owns. So those are the shares that Christina owned that she gave to Alex, that Alex gave to Joe, and Joe gave to Karasik. So they're like the traveling shares. I hope Taryn and Levi, although is Levi going to move in with Nico now? I don't know, but I like them living together in the loft. Like I hope that stays. It just, mm-hmm. I like when they keep homes in the Grey's universe and just kind of like switch who lives in them.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Also, your house reminds me, I like wasn't going to put this in your ceremony, but it's like Meredith Grey's house. Like anyone can live there, crash there, stay there. Like it even like kind of looks like it, like the, like, whatever year it was built. I just think of it as that all the time.
Yeah. And then we got married in front of the fireplace. Like,
right. Like it was, yeah. There's a lot of similarities happening.
Yeah. Now that we've seen the backyard this year, our backyard is like fenced in and like, yeah, no, there are a lot of similarities, but then that makes me Meredith and that makes you Christina. And that makes me sad because I want to be Christina, but that's okay. It's fine.
You can be Christina.
Okay. I think I'll interchange. We just go back and forth.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. I'm actually probably neither of them. I'm probably like April.
Bailey.
Oh, yes. I'm definitely Bailey. I'm going to have a heart attack of stress at some point. That's for sure. Also, I liked how they wrapped up. Like, I guess on Station 19, Ben had cancer. I didn't know about any of this because I don't watch Station 19. I was glad at least that they were like, Bailey was like to Meredith, like, oh yeah, you've missed it. He had cancer. We thought it was this, but it's not. It's all good. He's going to get it removed. And I was like, okay, good. Guess that didn't matter. Like,
because yeah, that was not a part of this show at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I wish they would bring. I don't want Bailey's storyline on that other show. I don't like this cross marriage situation.
I don't either. I really don't. And she was talking about her, like, because we don't even know much about, like, their son or whatever that they adopted or fostering. Right. Or what. That just stopped being on Grey's Anatomy, so.
Right, and that was the finale last year.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if that's on Station 19 then?
Yeah, I would have liked to seen that here. I would have liked to see Bailey be a mom to another kiddo. I did like the... I'm hoping also for next season we get more Nico Levi and like it, because I really liked that scene where Nico's like, I've changed. I'm, you know, like I do believe people can change. And I hope that we just get to see more of them as a relationship because I could be invested. It's just we just get such small glimpses of it. So I would like to see more of them. I also love Taryn opening up to that grandma being like, she was super hot, but her name was Taryn. So I couldn't date myself. Like, it'd be nice to see her have a love interest too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I got most emotional when the dog was found for that lady.
Oh yeah. That lady.
Jupiter. Joopy.
Oh, that lady. That's really tough. Like, I think that was a good storyline too.
Yeah, I would definitely lie if I was having more fun in the hospital and had nothing to go home to.
Yeah, that would be really, really hard. It's already a very lonely time. And then to not have anyone to connect with. And she was, you know, she had people there for her. So I thought that was a good storyline.
Me too. Okay, what about this thoughts then really quick for the next season. So we're definitely having another one. Hopefully it's the last one.
And we mean that like okay, we've gotten some shit on reviews about like, you guys don't even like Grey's Anatomy anymore and you don't want another season. And it's like, okay, well, number one, we do a podcast and like, this is never going to end. And not that we want it to end, but like Abby and I are finishers of things. And so when there's no finishing in sight, it gets stressful for us. And we're the same in that way. We were like, we will finish this project. And so that's number one. Number two is like, we love Grey's Anatomy, but also I think we love older Grey's Anatomy and we're trying to find the love for new Grey's Anatomy, but there's no nostalgia there, you know?
Right.
And I think we're...
Trying to find our reviews while you talk. I'm not paying attention.
I just think too that like, it's okay to not love every single episode and every single season and to be like, this wasn't a good season of Grey's. And I feel like there were a couple seasons in the middle, like 12, 13, maybe 14, where it wasn't very good. And then it got better again. And now I feel like we're going back down and I don't want to have to do that fucking roller coaster anymore. It's like, when do you call it and appreciate it for what it is? That doesn't mean that we're not fans anymore, but like sometimes you have to say goodbye to a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I also like as a whole, like not that I want to move on, but like this show started when we were in high school. Like I am ready for it to end and have it be something I can look back on fondly instead of something where like, I'm not the same person I was when I started watching it. And like, I want to be able to still relate to the show. And like if the Harry Potter books had never stopped coming out, eventually I would have found something well, there is a lot problematic, but like I would have maybe grown bored or like wanted to watch something new or read something new. And I'm glad like it was a thing and it happened. And like, now I can think about it as this beautiful thing. And I want that for the show. And I just think it needs to stop.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that I would love in the fall for like the final season of Grey's Anatomy. Like I want press junkets. I want them to be on the talk shows. I want so much. I just don't want more.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Also too, because I feel like they've run out of storylines. Like how many times can Meredith almost die and like come back to the realization that it's wonderful to be alive? It's like, great. We did that in season 3. So like, and now we're on season 17. You know, it's like fucking therapy when you just say the same shit over and over and over again. Your therapist is like, how many times do we have to do this?
I know. I'm always like, wait, I've been talking to you for 3 years and I still have the same. It's like, let me tell you about something that just happened to me.
They're like, sounds like that thing that happened to you 3 months ago that we talked about in just a different form. Right.
Yeah. Cool. That's my wish. I'm going to look forward to it and hope that it goes well. And I'm going to enjoy this break off. We don't have any dates to announce yet, but we are going to, the next thing we do will be season 12.
Right.
This was just,
and it will be sometime this summer, but we have some things, we have some vacations. And so, we will get to it and we'll keep you all updated. And as we've said before, like if you want to drop down to a $2 patron or you want to stop being a patron, that's your money. That's your donation. And we are grateful if you continue to support us. But if that's not really an option for you anymore, that's totally fine. And we know that we love you and we've appreciated all your support through this. So.
Yep. And I know we get a lot of questions if you are a patron about the co-hosting. That is like... not that it's not a guarantee, but like, it's just a matter of scheduling our schedules and then also reaching out to people. We will be reaching out to people. So I know that it might feel like, oh my God, I've been a patron and they've never reached out to me. Like we have you on a list. We have you on a spreadsheet. You are seen and loved. Yes. And in the meantime, I think we'll resume our Zoom hangouts again. And so like, there will be still the other parts of that you get. So thanks for being patient with us. And I'm excited and I'm ready for a pause. I'm ready to enjoy summer. And if anyone wants an update, my dog McCoy is still thriving. He has 3 legs. He falls sometimes. But for the most part, he's like doing really, really well. So knock on wood. Thank you. I had that. Then you got married. We've been around.
Yeah. We've had some fucking things going on. I've had some like personal things in my family and stuff. So like, it's just, I think that's maybe like the last thing I'll say is like, we share a lot on this podcast. We're really open, but there are things that we don't share that are really intimate and private and emotional that we go through. So we're human beings too, that you may think like, and I love that people reach out to, like, I feel like I'm talking to my best friends, and we love that. And that is the community that we are trying to create. But there are things that are very close to our heart that we don't share with you guys. So just give us a little bit of grace. We're humans too, with human problems. And yeah. And we just want to keep putting out a podcast. And sometimes life gets in the way of that. So.
And meanwhile, since we're on summer vacation, as I'm going to call it, not really, but like from new Grey's episodes, chat on the Facebook group. I finally got to go back and read everyone's thoughts of the episodes, that because I didn't watch them on time. And I really love, you guys are honestly smarter than us in Grey's world. And so I love reading your thoughts. But we will be back soon with season 12. And we're both old married women now. And yeah. So hopefully we can find something that makes our life exciting enough to talk about.
Yeah. Wear your sunscreen, wear yes. your sun hats, stay hydrated, but also drink some margaritas yes. this summer. Yeah,
that's perfect. All right. Time of death, 1301.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment, or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.